You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Days after completing its $6.5 billion acquisition of Ambuja Cements and ACC and chalking out plans to double the cement manufacturing capacity to 140 million ton in the next 5 years, Adani Group has pledged shares of the two companies valued at $13 billion based on Monday's closing price. According to separate filings made to the stock exchanges on Tuesday by Deutsche Bank AG's Hong Kong branch, about 57% of ACC and 63% of Ambuja Cements have been pledged for the benefit of certain lenders and other finance parties. Endeavour Trade and Investment and Accent Trade and Investment are entities linked to Adani Group and are part of the agreements under which the shares have been pledged. On to some more industry-related news. The next wave of consolidation in the cement industry is in the offing as companies are expanding manufacturing capabilities and scouting for acquisitions, while policy tailwinds are much in its favour. As per industry estimates, the cement capacity in the country is expected to rise to 150 to 160 million ton per annum over the next 5 years, while there are more than 25 MTPA of stressed assets in the country. To start with, Adani Group, which closed its $6.5 billion acquisitions of Switzerland-based Holcim Group's Indian assets last week, plans to double its cement manufacturing capacity in the next 5 years and emerges the most profitable cement manufacturer in the country. The group is planning to double the combined cement manufacturing capacity of Ambuja Cements and ACC to 140 MTPA from the present 70 MTPA. Meanwhile, the government and regulators are working towards the implementation of a common KYC process for undertaking financial transactions across institutions, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said on Tuesday. This will cut paperwork for both common men and businesses and reduce their compliance burden. Sitharaman also stressed the need for more global cooperation and probably less talk on fighting climate change, in a veiled reference to the failure of the usually vocal developed nations in meeting their financial commitments to help developing countries better tackle global warming. The future of finance, the minister said, is going to be volatile, uncertain, complex and ambiguous. In India, the future will be driven more and more by digitization of banking and other related services, and there is a need to stay ready to prevent any black swan events. Moving on, the centre will exceed the budgetary capital expenditure target of Rs 7.5 trillion for FY23, even as it will curb revenue spending to the extent possible to remain within the fiscal deficit goal of 6.4% of GDP, a senior government official told FE. The stance of the government is important given the tepid recovery of private investments. The official said that there is an acceleration in big-ticket investments by infrastructure ministries, such as railways and roads, as well as by defence. This is even though some departments and ministries are facing difficulties after the centre implemented a new expenditure management mechanism for central sector schemes from April, under which monies will be released from the Consolidated Fund of India directly to the bank accounts of implementing agencies just in time for use. The implementing agencies were asked to return unspent balances by July for funds released till March 2022 before seeking fresh funds. In other news, new subscribers under the social security schemes run by the Employees Provident Fund organization declined moderately in July over the previous month. However, addition of over 1 million subscribers in each of the first 4 months of the current fiscal still signals a gradual recovery of the job market. In July, new subscribers were 1.06 million, compared with 1.1 million in June and 1.02 million each in April and May. The monthly additions this fiscal are in fact higher than the average monthly new additions of 0.92 million in FY22, 0.71 million in FY21 and 0.9 million in FY20. Nevertheless, the rise in the number of new subscribers, particularly after the closure of the registration window under the Job Incentivizing Provident Fund Subsidy Scheme, Atmanirbhar Bharat Rozgar Yojana in March this year, signals growing employment prospects, at least in the formal sector, as economic activities pick up. Lastly, let's see what is expected from the stock market today. Indian benchmark indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are likely to open in red amid weak global cues. SGX Nifty hinted at a negative start for Indian markets as Nifty futures traded 0.5% lower on the Singapore exchange. Wall Street ended lower overnight as investors braced for another large interest rate hike by the US Fed. Meanwhile, shares in the Asia-Pacific also opened lower today. Japan's Nikkei 225 dropped 1% in early trade, while the TOPIX index fell 0.94%. South Korea's Kospi declined 0.35%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.